you listening to?
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
Monday edition of the Coach's Corner here on Drive Time Sports. KOL 107.3 FM, 7:50 AM. We're going to talk high school soccer. The Emory Lady Spartans had a highly important game last Thursday, battling with the Manti Templars on the road. The winner took over sole possession of first place. And unfortunately for Emory, they came out on the losing end of that contest. But they sit in second place all by themselves. Joining us right now to talk about that, how the season has gone so far, and what lies ahead, we have Coach Eric Nielsen. Coach, always a pleasure. Thank you.
Oh, yeah, it's always great to be on your show, Jordan.
Well, I appreciate that, Coach. We'll start by talking about, the region play for you guys. Coach, you guys have played a lot of soccer in a very short period of time. In fact, only a handful of teams throughout the 3A classification have played more soccer than you guys have all the way around so far this year. But you are 2-1 in league play. The last game didn't quite work out so well. You guys lost to Manti, who is now in first place at the top of the standings by themselves. But all in all, Coach, how would you assess the way your team has played so far this year?
Oh, I think we've been playing really well. Had some tough competition and some good games to play in. Really happy with how we started the region. Started off with a win at home and then got one on the road. Went over to Manti, had a tough game there. But all in all, we're sitting where we need to be. And as we talked before the season started, you know, our big goal right now is to get a matchup in the playoffs that we can be competitive with. And the way we've been playing so far in region, we're well on our way to do that.
Yeah, this Manti game, I mean, obviously it was a big game considering you both were undefeated. But, Coach, you guys have kind of solidified that number two spot. North St. Pete's right there with you at 2-1, but that's a team that you guys beat them handedly. And then after that, I mean, you have Richfield, who's got a losing record at the moment. Grand and South Sevier have yet to win a league game. So as far as the competition in Region 15 goes, I mean, you guys are right there to grab the number two seed, maybe even challenge Manti for the number one spot. So I'm sure you're thrilled with that.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, we've got to remember, too, I still have a pretty young team here. Several of the girls have been starting for multiple years, but really 3 to 4 seniors that are playing a lot of varsity time this year. And we're just building on that. We're gaining momentum, I think, through the season. We've kind of gone out and shown the teams in our region that we're a force to be reckoned with, and we're sitting in second place right now. We've got Grand and Richfield coming up this week, and, you know, we plan to set the tone with them and come out with victory, too.
Yeah, when you and I talked at the beginning of the season, you had mentioned that you're a young team, but you do have a couple of seniors on the squad, girls that have been starters for 3 years. Have you noticed that leadership, Coach? Have you noticed that maturity level from these kids who have been 3 year starters on your team?
Oh, absolutely. They come in and, you know, they know what to expect throughout the season. And it's a long season and basically have 2 games a week. And, there have been girls that have stepped up as leaders and makes a big difference. It's just that maturity level to be able to do that.
Let's talk about a couple of individuals on this team. Alexis Winter has 9 goals so far for you guys, leads the team in scoring. Josie Funk has been the perfect second complement. She's got 7 goals. Morgan Herdsman has 4 goals. And so while, you know, these three kind of lead the way, I mean, that's a lot of parity between 3 girls. Typically, if I'm looking at box scores and I'm looking at squads, you don't have the high volume from that many players on a squad, at least in the box scores that I've taken a look at. So in that regard, I mean, you have 3 girls that are definitely doing work offensively for the team.
Oh, yeah, and we're thrilled with that. Anytime you can have several threats on the field, you know, teams kind of have to play you differently than just trying to shut down one girl, and I feel like we have that. You know, Alexis has come out and had some good shots and put 9 in. That's awesome this early in the season. And like you said, Josie and Josie Funk and Morgan Herdsman are right behind her, and you know, I look for them to keep scoring, and I think there's a couple other girls that could get a few goals in there as well.
Talk about what you guys have at goalkeeper so far. Melina McElvaney, for the most part, she's handled the goalkeeper duties, right?
Yeah, she's been our starter for the majority of the games this season. She's a senior this year and has done a lot of good things for us. This is her third year, too, year as a starter. So she's got the experience back there and really has played well this season.
I've always kind of felt, Coach, and I'm not too familiar with the game of soccer, but at least in my mild experience with it, I've always viewed a goalie kind of like I view a free safety in football, where like 90% of what they are going to do is instinct, and that's just something that you can't teach as a coach. I mean, as far as instinct goes, a kid has it, or he or she doesn't have it. Is that a fair assessment when looking at the goalie position in comparison to the game of football, looking at a free safety and instinct?
Oh, yeah, I agree. You know, we can do drills to them and walk them through different scenarios, but when you're there one-on-one and the ball's coming at you, that's, you know, it's pure instinct. You got to be ready to go. The kind of the difficult thing about being goalie that people don't think about is, you know, there's times in the game where they're not touching the ball and they really have to stay mentally in the game for when that one moment comes and you've got to be ready to make the play or not. And so, you know, it's really mentally taxing to try to stay in the game, and that's just an attribute that the goalkeepers have to get as well.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory Lady Spartans soccer squad. They are 2-1 in league play so far. Coach, you guys will pick up action once again this week. You have a home game and an away game. It'll start tomorrow as you guys take on the Grand Red Devils at home. Again, this is a team that has yet to win a game in league play. Only 2 tries so far, so there's not a huge sample size there. But during the season, do you prep for individual teams, or do you just focus more on what you guys need to improve on? I mean, what's your game prep like for league action?
Well, for the most part, we'll look at what we've done in the past, especially the last game, and make some changes to our game. What can we do better for ourselves? A little bit, you know, I'll look at a team a little bit and see what their tendencies are to do, but as long as we're working on our game and the way we play, that really doesn't change no matter who's on the schedule.
It is an important week for you guys because, again, 2 teams that haven't had huge success. I mean, if you guys were to win both the Grand Contest and then take care of Richfield, you have North St. Pete next week. So really looking at it, I mean, we're talking about 3 crucial games for you guys as far as the standings go. You can really solidify that number 2 spot, which, again, if you finish number 2, you get a home game, which I'm sure is the goal at the beginning of the year, right, to get a home game for the state tournament.
Absolutely. And like you said, we're finishing the first round of region this week with Grand and Richfield, and the girls really, you know, they need to come out and make a statement and say we're good enough to be second and host a playoff game, and I think they're to that point, and I think they're going to come out and do that.
The boys were in that situation this year, and they did get a home game. So, I mean, again, correlating the 2 programs, which I think can feed off of one another, for the girls to do the same thing in only, what, 3 years of existence, I mean, that's pretty remarkable for you guys to be in a situation right now where you're sitting at in the standings.
Oh, it is, and I attribute most of that to the work of these girls. They've been coming in, working hard all season, during the off season, and, you know, I mentioned that when we talked earlier, they're encouraging each other, they're helping each other, and we really do have that leadership now to come in and say, okay, this is our team, we're gonna take what we can and then put that on the field.
Coach, before I let you go, I want to bring up something that you and I were discussing before we jumped on the air, because for someone who maybe doesn't watch a lot of soccer, you just pay attention to the box score, you take a look at the standings. Sometimes games can be misleading at this level. For instance, a 4-0 loss to Provo. That's a game that you brought up to me, and you said you were really happy with the way your team performed against a good Provo squad. So even though that was a loss, there were positives to build off of. What has been the moment this year where you looked at your team and you say, okay, you know what, that's how we need to play? Maybe it was a loss, maybe it was a win, but I thought it was interesting that you pointed out that 4-0 loss to Provo, because again, that's a good team. So have you had instances this year where you've looked at your squad and you've said, you know what, if we play like that, we'll compete for a state title?
Yeah, and I think the Provo game was kind of the start of that, a little bit of a glimpse. We came against a big, tough Provo team, 5A team, came here and we played right with them. We were physical. We were aggressive. We had chances to score on them, and for the most part, you know, we shut them down. that was kind of the glimpse of that. We came back from that game. We worked on a little bit of our offense, and then I think the defining moment so far is when we went up to South Summit on the road. Long road trip, and our girls played great. They played hard. They were passing. The offense was working. Even though that was a tie game there, you know, the girls, the way they were playing and the way they were seeing the field, if we can continue that, you know, I think we can make a deep run in the playoffs this year.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to talk with you. Always fun to get updates on the girls. Best of luck this week. I know it's a very crucial week for you guys. Hopefully we'll catch up again with you relatively soon.
Great. Sounds good. Thanks, Jordan.
That's Coach Eric Nielsen of the Emory Lady Sport and Soccer Squad joining us to talk about the season. Again, Emory will return to the field tomorrow to take on the Grand Red Devils. We're going to break for just a moment. When we come back, we'll recap a very busy and important week of the college football season. That's next on Drive Time Sports, KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.